Blog Talk Radio.
The Black Hebrew Israelite Show. The Black Hebrew Israelites. Who are we? Are we who we say we are? Written in American history? And if so, why was our history recorded in the Holy Bible, King James Version? You cannot find this history in details in the Catholics' belief. You don't get this detail information from the Quran. You don't get this information from any other divine book in the world. The reason for this is there is one true God. And that one true God has revealed himself to nations, generation after generation after generation. Because the United States is the new world power, God is now showing his spirit and resurrection in the lives of African Americans. He has selected African Americans and put in the hearts of their generation that a power is coming out of you. And the Scots, who are friends of God, their history is, we're the friends of the Most High God, and what he wants, they will do. And they stated that the Hebrew God from Goshen, Egypt, went into bondage in Sudan. After 430 years, a message came, and the children was led out of bondage to go to their promised land. Went through obstacles. Nations or cities or people did not want these black Egyptian Hebrews of Egypt to pass through their lands. Time. The Chaldeans lived over there in the land of the Middle East. The Palestinians lived over there in the land of the Middle East. And Africans lived in the land of the Middle East. And yet, the Sudanese, ancient Sudanese, because I'm talking about the territory of where you see some pyramids with some of Sudanese pharaohs or kings. These people back in ancient days also was dominant. They were also dominant. But the Chaldeans rose and against the Nile Valley civilization. The Chaldeans rose and was one of the first Gentiles of Babylon to capture the whole entire region. Oh, Chaldeans, I pray you listening to this Hebrew, because I have a message to tell the Chaldeans. The ancient lands you possess today, as well as your cousins, the Philistines, a.k.a. the Palestinians, Daddy is coming home. You are in much of my ancestor lands, and you will be giving it up. You're no longer going to have that control over the Nile Valley civilization that sits in northern Africa. O Chaldeans, I know it was you who came against the civilization and got my people serving you. But you're hitting yourself in the history books. Too many people don't want to talk about you. But I know who you are, because I am the priest, the royal priest of the house of Melchizedek. I am the highest ranking priest in the house. If you're going to have an experience, oh, I know the true living God. And he knows me. He set his spirit upon me. I will be dealing with you. I will be dealing with you because I have to. You're the father of modern-day Ottoman Empire. Now, speaking of the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar family, you're part Middle East, and you also have Europe. You, old Chaldean, I know you. My African-American brothers and sisters, many worship your gods and your belief system. And many of my brothers and sisters were killed even for your false Babylonian gods. But, O Chaldean, you have fallen. You have fallen. And yet you still know how to rise in certain occasions. Let me tell you the reason why. My ancestors is the reason why you survived. Your ancestors have survived. You, the Chaldeans, you, the Palestinians, you serve my kingdom first. I didn't serve you first. You serve me. Your ancestors would not have existed if it wasn't for my ancestors' blessing. We are the ones, the descendants, who helped raise the pharaohs to their mighty name. This was centuries and millenniums in my heart, I could say, before there was a Sunni government ever existed in the Lower Nile. I'm from the Upper Nile. I'm from Goshen. My land extends to the Mediterranean up to Cairo today. I'm speaking to you, O Chaldee. You strip my families off their land. You knew a deliverer has always come to the children of Israel. So you had to get rid of the whole entire Nile Valley because you couldn't cipher who was the Hebrews and who was the Nile Valley descendants. Oh, Chaldeans, you decided to remove the whole entire black civilization, ancient as we know it today. Because you couldn't cipher. You couldn't tell if that Hebrew messiahship is coming or the Sunni or the Egyptian, the Chaldean. You are the father, and the Palestinians, you are the servant. I won't give one versus the other because you both serve the same Babylonian false god. You're not ancient, O Chaldeans, O Palestinians, father of the Muslims. You just love spreading Babylonianism your generation by generation. Whatever you throw out, it might can stick. Yes, your Ottoman Empire rose. It is recorded that you rose after 600 AD. But you went into Europe. The Ottoman Empire that ruled Europe. That's your baby, old Chaldeans. You done ruled Greece. But how did you rule Greece? Because you got a cousin who believed he's also blood descendant of the Chaldeans. King Nebuchadnezzar, written in the Hebrew translations. Daniel, my name is Lord Kurt. Daniel would be the time period. That would be my genealogy history and my chronology history. I can go into the timeline because I have cousins and uncles and fathers who lived in that time. My uncles and my ancient fathers live today. Their names would be Kurt, Michael, because of our transition from ancient to modern day civilization. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shalom. Amen. My mother, father's name will always be with my generation. I will never split. And yet I am a descendant of the tribe of Judah and Israel, our father. My last name is Israel, but I cannot. This, my name is just longer. That's all. If I fight, Babylon, my name would be Michael. If I sit in my father's kingdom in Jerusalem, my name would be Jesus. If I pick up the Declaration of Independence and see the name Supreme Judge of the World, I will be the lawgiver and the judge of the world. My job is to tell the Christians, your ancestors have served me, but I forced them to serve me, says the Lord, because they I would not let join the Ottoman Empire that was sweeping through the European house. Oh, Germany, I know who you are. You today are descendants, your descendants are called a Klansman. They're part of your, part of the Ottoman Empire. That's why the world don't know how to deal with Germany, because they have made themselves royalty within the families of the king that recognize them. So did the Husseins and the Hessians. The Hessians are you, Germany, and the Husseins are you, Chaldeans. You believe you are the supreme powers. But I come to tell you from the house of Melchizedek, you are not the supreme power. You have tricked yourselves and generational selves to think you are. All you are doing is fulfilling prophecy for a Messiah coming out of the Nile Valley civilization history. We are black men. You say Ottomans is only 144 elite, maybe, out of millions of the Nile Valley civilization. You feel you in the billions in your mind. Oh, poor Israel, you only got 144,000 elite soldiers in your army. That is what the modern-day Ottoman Empire is saying. George W. Bush is an Ottoman. He's a Hessian. They're German Hessians. They don't like the Christians. They don't like the Hebrews. And they definitely don't like Africans. We know this now because history is recorded. Generation after generation is they know. I don't have to look far. It's the behavior, it's the formation of civilization that is taking place. And what's happening? We're going to find ourselves. Finding ourselves not understanding the Babylonian drive to rule the world. They done tricked many of my African brothers thinking it's okay to be a part of the Ottoman if you're Muslims. But they don't tell you the Hindus are also a part of the Ottoman Empire. The Buddhas are also part of the Ottoman Empire. It is the king Nebuchadnezzar factor. Rule the world no matter what. Anything that God has promised the civilization represents. Force the blacks to turn on the blacks. Force the whites to turn on the blacks. And if you can, force the Native Indians to turn on the African Americans. We're not quite sure, because we branded many of the children of Israel. There's a book called Back to Timbuktu. Even I haven't read the whole book, but I skimmed through it. It is true. the Negroes are the Hebrew Israelites, written in a slave document, manifestos, or whatever you want to call them. And it's recorded in such because they got to discredit this family that came out of the Middle East as well. Because God has favored these groups. He has said, these are my favorite children of the earth. I built a covenant that I will never break. And I will tell the world, whoever comes against them, I will crush you. I will crush you. That's why your life is not long today, because even though our ancestors suffered hundreds of years ago, everyone is now dead. That's part of the plan. Because he's going to crush them in death. That's why hell is mentioned in modern-day civilization, but if you brought it up in ancient civilization, they probably would not know what you're talking about. But in modern civilization, because the time period has went on so long, God is not going to let wickedness rule heaven. So there's a countdown. Oh, Muslims, you have destroyed the Nile Valley with false documents. Atheists, you have cursed yourself with the living God, for you have doomed yourself, because God, the Hebrew God, is a jealous God. He really does not like to bless devils, but because he has a covenant with your spirit, he may turn his cheek. Jesus created you and me. And yet, Hebrews, you have rejected Jesus because you don't want to believe in something. Hell, you don't believe in yourselves because you have took the African-American slave mentality and brought it to the Hebrew story of modern-day conquering. It's a reason why the name Jesus and Lucifer is written in the King James Version, because it is a document of King's decree on earth of who is good and who is evil. And when you think you can add to or take away, you are a devil yourselves. You ain't nothing but troublemakers. And again, your demise is worse than the children, the false religions. You gonna fall the hardest, because you should know better. The King James Version is the only book that talks about a woolly-haired black man, feet burnt, eyes a flame of fire. There is no other divine book in the earth ever described anyone with an image that looked like a black man. But yet you want to take away something. I'm speaking to the so-called African Americans coming into your Hebrewism. You better wake up. We are sons of God and daughters of God, but you are rebelling like Esau. Esau rebelled just for food. You rebelled just because you don't want your parents' name. It does not make sense. So I got a little thing for you too, Hebrews. No one asked for African American mentality to change. We're not Arabs. If the women want to walk around butt naked, that means that they done came to their senses. It's a sin to have clothes. I don't care. Because you know why? She has to walk butt naked. Because you brothers ain't working together. You're dying and you're going to prison and you're not educated enough for her. You're not expanding your horizons. You don't want a master the engineering, but yet a black man invented the refrigerator so your food and water and whatever else you have in it stays cold. Where did he get that engineering skill? Learn that skill. Build a modern day refrigerator. A black man invented it. I'm speaking to the Hebrews and African American who's in confusion. That's where you go back to school. Learn to build a refrigerator. At least a black man has something to do with that. Build lighting systems. Because a black man played a part in helping invent lighting systems. Go to school just to learn how to build a light. That's educational, you know. Quit being anti when you're being dumb. A black man, so anytime you stop at a light, a street light, or a traffic light, give thanks. Leafy said, go come yield. He knew red, yellow, and green. We see this in police cars. The flag of the United States is what? Blue, red, and white. When you see police sirens, you see blue and red. You know that's a police officer coming on God's green earth. Where did that colors come from? But have you ever asked the question, is the Republican the Ottoman Empire? Yes. They are members of the Ottoman Empire, District Columbia. Yes, that's who founded the Republicans and the Democratic Party after the Civil War, after the death of Abraham Lincoln. This District of Columbia did not form until 1871. It was nothing there until the beginning of 1871. The United States, Philadelphia, was closed soon after Abraham Lincoln's death by a general named Ulysses Grant, who was the murderer and then became the first president, technically, of District Columbia. That was Ulysses Grant. He was a Confederate. They're part of the Ottoman Empire. That's why they're so cocky. They don't believe no one can fight against the Ottomans. Yet many nations have fallen. The Ottoman Empire has failed five times. There's only two more, and God's going to stop it. He's going to change something. Oh, Chaldeans, what have you done? It don't matter if I see ISIS. It don't matter. Because I saw them killing Muslims and Arabs. Chaldeans and Palestinians. So who would they be? Ruffians. People say, well, you are Illuminati. No, I'm illuminated, meaning I got the spirit of God on me. He shined his light within my light, and I become brighter. I'm able to see things. I'm able to sit back and say, should I get involved or should I not? Oh, Chaldean, father of the Palestinians who founded Islam. You are trying to make the world into something. But you came against the wrong people. You never murdered Egypt. I'm going to put this in the history books. The Chaldeans and the Palestinians and the Greeks and the Romans and the Germans did not sack Egypt. Another king, a black king, sacked Egypt and took Egypt's wealth into his own house and murdered any king that was a bloodline to the first kings. His name was King Seti, who had sons named Ramesses, first, second, and third, I guess. They were the ones, these Sunnis, you did destroy Egypt. You stole Egypt's wealth. That would be Cairo, part of the Gaza, what we call the Pyramid of Giza. I call the correct divine translation of the universal Orion Belt. It could not be duplicated in Sudan because they didn't have the skills of the universe at the time. But they had the skills of weapons, weaponry, and weaponry. It was Sudan teaching ancient Sudan, known as Nubia, teaching war and rumors of war. You dogged my ancestors, by the way. You lost all of your kingdoms to the Chaldeans. Your faith is what it is because of what happened to Osiris and those your kingdom of ancient Giza. So I'm just going to let you know, Africans turn against Africans first. These are thousands of years before a Chaldean was even had the ability to breathe on the land. But God, the Hebrew God, is the reason why all these events are taking place. I don't care if I get smacked down, 100 armies of the world hate me and come up against me. I don't even care if they're able to prevail and kill me. I'm going to tell you the reason why. My God must get mad at me and he sent them because he controls darkness and light. Good and evil. So there's nothing going on in the earth that my Heavenly Father don't know about. And if any of these Confederate devils of Babylon come against me, I don't care if you're local police, because I'm going to kick somebody's ass because you keep messing with Hebrew children, or if they don't know this yet, they're African Americans. You got a lot of nerve to be an Ottoman Empire fake American. You ain't no American. You need trickery to prove something, you cowardly little lion. I just want to tell the Chaldeans, descendants of the Germans, as you up there perpetrating as American, I know who you are in history because I jumped from ancient to classical to modern day history. Classical started with the Chaldeans, technically, rule. Ancient is the Nile Valley civilizations. And anyone else who tried to tie in before that, you were back in Noah's day. Oh, we are distant cousins or cousins with different beliefs. How did God choose a man named Abraham? Because he had chosen a man named Kurt. That's why. He didn't choose me because my name is Kurt. He told me I'm of the Judah Israel tribe representing 144,000. We're soldiers. We reside in American governments and Babylonian governments. Don't get me wrong. We done penetrated every government in the world because when the time comes down, God is going to order the four angels, and they're going to come start commencing. And I represent the ground forces. This means it don't matter how many generals die in the battlefield. I guarantee you, my boys, we will be the last one standing because we're also giving wings when we didn't even know we had them. I had to learn about my wings. I wonder when I make love to a woman. I always say this. She wants to be with me. I don't know if I'm good or not good. I just know she wants to be with me. That's because you made love to a spirit angel who was unaware he was an angel. How did I get this right? Because the spirit descends upon us. I can probably say I have a spirit has came upon me. Oh, I was scared. Don't get me wrong. Scared because I was entering into an unknown thinking that man don't have the ability to teach. My leadership showed me who my ally is in the world. And I gotta admit, I got a lot of Gentile allies. We may consider a few to the Babylonians, but we can penetrate any Babylonian government, any religion, anyone. When I get mad, I go straight and start dealing with District Columbian government, cussing and fussing and ready to pull my sword. I have made DC retreat. That's because the angel is my twin. I'm part man and part angel, because I have a spirit that has descended upon me. No, let me be real, in me. My mother know I have a spirit, she said, but she's afraid. She don't know which one. I said, well, Mom, who do you count on when you need something or you feel something needs to be done now? Who do you call on? Well, if that spirit was evil, I would tell you where to go and how to get there. But if you notice, I do it for you. That's a good spirit. Regardless if the challenge is great or not. That's what I used to tell my mother. She's still a Gentile, you see. No black man can be a covenant man like Jesus. I tell her, she doesn't understand. There's 144,000 men who's walking the earth with the heart of Jesus in their minds, in their mouths. We're loyal to the name of Jesus because it's the resurrection of the Holy Ghost giving us our power. And the Holy Ghost says he comes as a judge. And Israel was set as a jury for the crimes committed against us. And because God has driven the whole entire Nile Valley black civilization into bondage, you shall sit also on the jury stand. Because Babylon must fall. I can't help it. But these officers have a Canadian affiliation loyalistness. I wasn't going to talk about modern because I do enjoy talking about ancient, but I can't dwell on ancient because it has died. The enemies of the ancient Nile Valley civilization is dead. And many of these Babylonians will never see daylight again because they entered into the earth on evil, and for evil, they get evil. They won't see daylight. My ancestors suffered, but so is their Babylonian slave masters. Is it even hard for me to dwell on what happened 100 years ago to my ancestors? Because I know their slave masters is never going to see if you're evil toward the covenant of God. If you took a Hebrew child into slavery and did not set them free after 7 years, you have committed a felony because God has given a number to what you can do with the children of Israel and a word. And all slave masters. That's why they act like they read the Bible. They're reading it because Lucifer's written in it. It talks about Lucifer's constant demise. That's them, the Ottoman Empire. That's old Chaldeans and Palestinians who done conquered and enslaved the Greeks now. The Roman was powerful, it was Ottomans, it was always the Chaldeans. You'd be amazed. They sit in Detroit owning more stuff than the white people because the Germans will always maintain a Chaldean friendship because they believe they're cousins. Oh, Germany, I don't hate you. I didn't hate the Hessians in you. I can't hate because my power is greater than you. I'm a priest and a soldier. The angels of the four winds is going to sweep through you. They're going to soften the land. I don't plant my feet in hostile situations. I'm too worried about how my sweet wine and meat going to taste. I don't go anywhere where I can feel hungry. I can feel starving. If I got a knock on a Hebrew brother or sister's door, that's what I'm going to do. I know, brother, sister, you got a lot of God. No, I am. That's why I haven't revealed myself, because I don't have to. God is sitting with 144,000. And if they're not loyal to me and I'm not loyal to them, they don't stand a chance. Because one of us is Michael. And I'm the only one that know I'm Michael. I'm Michael that Daniel talks about. How can I be Michael and Kurt at the same time? Because there's an African-American named Kurt who arrives to be over all the seven churches written in the book of Revelations. I'm representing today in America the church in Philadelphia. The name of my kingdom is Philadelphia. I got seven other dynasties or six other places to live. But the head of all the earthly rights, Philadelphia, is Mount Zion. A king will rise out of Philadelphia. That's why I read the Declaration of Independence. That's why I read the Declaration of Independence. That's why I take the pledge. I pledge my life, my fortunes, and sacred honor to my most high Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by whom he has given me the right to claim the United States of America as a Hebrew kingdom. Just because the General Assembly is a recording written in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 22, 23, 24, to the General Assembly. United States is in General Assembly. Thank God. Thank God. I now know why my first capital is closed. I know now. And I'm stuck with this Babylonian District of Columbia, Canada. Those are Canadian officers loyal to Canada, have to pretty much all of them. When you hear officers talking up about constitutional rights being violated, you notice they're getting fired. And only people that would carry out insurrection and rebellion against the United States would be a Canadian pale man. I don't have to look and ancient, because it's been recorded, and they're living the ancient, the modern day civilization is trying to implement some of that Ottoman Empire Code of Hammurabi laws on people of woolly hair. So they don't want to deal with the street man, because they realize one or two or three can return fire. It is hard to shoot from a car and not get hit because you're stationary. So they're picking on our youth. They're picking on our youth to send a message to Michael, the archangel. This is why the scripture says many of us will be prosecuted because of the name of the Lord that they know will rule. So I told a brother, I just learned from one of my brothers, his best friend went to the store. All of a sudden, police cars surrounded him. One officer gave him one command. Another one gave him another command. He didn't understand why they're all surrounding him. He went in his pocket to give them his ID, and they shot him dead. But what was the reason? He was reaching for something. One was given a command to do something. Another was given another command. So now the trend is we're reaching, we're grabbing, but yet you're approaching us. It's easy to kill an unarmed man. It's the easiest thing. We see this now. If two officers fell in Ferguson, I'm just speaking of modern-day civilization, because we got to conquer it, you see. If we don't conquer this, there's no ancient, there's nowhere to go and deal. We haven't conquered the modern day. They went hunting for two shooters, for two officers that went down. Their right is protected, but Michael Brown's rights is not protected on none of the District of Columbia level. We got a problem, but no, we don't. They got a problem because history has shown me, watch out for these group of people who call themselves British or call themselves Germans, Hessians. Yale University attorneys is pretty much trying to turn the states into a police state because they need armies to protect them from the insurrection Canada wants. It's called annexationist insurrection. But they can't have the United States because we have conquered their families years ago in revolutionary. So they're brewing. They're focusing on us because there's black Hebrew power amongst us. They don't know who we are. But guess what? I'm calling all young men, carry a knife, a handgun, and an AK-47 if you can. And hang out in threes. And don't be prepared, and be prepared, because I have just recruited you into the American Union General Army. Only the Union can put down this police rebellion. And I am one of the most powerful supreme judges in the world. I done told every government on earth, I don't hate you. You hate yourselves. You've been trying to be evil. It ain't my fault. The true evil man and woman is a harlot and a homosexual. You can't even be a Confederate or a Babylonian without being a harlot or a homosexual. Those are the ones who be tripping. If you notice, you got men tripping. You be trying to figure out why the Justice Department ain't coming down on Darren, because the Justice Department is founded by homosexuals. Why? Because the queen is a harlot. A lot of people don't know. Her son, who's supposed to be the next of kin, his wife is a harlot. His girlfriend is a harlot. Why did he give up his daughter for a harlot? Because you are worshiping Satan in secret. You got to be opposite of yourself. If you're a man, you got to be a woman. If you're a woman, you got to be a man. It is something about that Luciferian makes you be things you don't want to be. The Bible said man shall not lay with mankind. Oh, they done made a whole history of the laws on it now. That's what that is, Luciferian trying to come into America. But don't worry. George Washington and them dealt with it already. It's up to the supreme judge of the world, a black horseman, to overcome it. That means that I'm getting ready to learn, if I don't already know, how do you transport a Luciferian into the house of hell. I must step out to identify. I must step out to identify, is what the Lord says. Your tongue and your sword is two edges. You can fight them spiritually because they are physically afraid of you. That's why their physics is weapons. You let them figure their weakness. George Bush is homosexual. His father, homosexual. They're Canadians. Loyalists. They believe they have conquered the Union. These Confederates don't get on my nerves. The Klan done busted on them. I have Klan following me, but they stay far away because they are so afraid. If I have Michael, they know they dead anyway. So they do stay afar, but they do want to listen. Some be trying to justify why that they're Klansmen, and some be trying to let me know that the Nazis and all that have something to do with the Hebrews, and you're lying. You're lying. And these men are not evil. Oh, anytime you call Jesus Jew and nigga, you're talking about Jesus who is from what, Jerusalem? And he's black. That's what the scripture says. So you're calling Jesus a nigga. Well, I come to tell you, I'm that nigga. Oh, I don't have no problem dealing with the true enemies. But I see atheism. Still, it can claim each other. And it tells me that they cannot claim each other. So this is my introduction. I'm going to be teaching the history of the enemy in the Nile Valley civilization as we know it today, in the ancient Nile Valley civilization, how they dispersed my ancestors of African American descent four corners of the earth. It's recorded in the Bible. But God did not record Sunni, ancient Sunni. He didn't record that. He recorded his covenant people by whom was a priest within the Nile Valley of Egypt and was the slave in the Nile Valley of ancient Sudan. That's the covenant people. That's the special, the God-chosen people. No man has that right. So this is a Black Hebrew Israelite show. We're going to be talking about fixing modern-day civilization and then going back home and fix our ancient civilization. Because the Hebrews and those who are adopted within the Nile Valley teaching that God accepts, we're going to have homes all over the world. The whole world will be bowing to the children of Israel because we are covenant, and the world knows it. This has been a Black Hebrew Israelite show. Tune in Mondays, Wednesdays. You're going to get an eye-opening on how to deal with this modern-day problems we have in. While we fix our economic security and so we can take better care of our families the correct way. And not worry about officers, because the union can chase these officers down, and once the union rises, there's nothing those officers can do because they're not part of the union. They try to wear our stuff, but they're not. They're Confederate. District Columbia is a confederation. all these capitals, all the ancient Union capitals, been all the United States capitals been closed ever since the death of Abraham Lincoln. Detroit is the capital of Michigan. It's closed. Many of the Georgia capitals, all these capitals, there's a reason for it. Where I come to reopen all them capitals. And I'm going to recruit officers of the African American. I'm going to train you how to arrest the Darren Wilsons and bring them to my courtroom. I'm a judge, you see. So I'm going to give you power so you can arrest Darren. I'm going to send message to the governors. You stand down or you get arrested too. And it's my job is to arrest devils. This has been a Black Hebrew Israelite show. Tune in Monday and Wednesdays at 11 a.m. in the morning. Thank you.